From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. At least 23 people are dead in multiple attacks in Pakistan today. Militants targeted three police facilities in and near Pakistan's second-largest city, Lahore, and a car bomber drove his vehicle into a police station in the northwestern town of Khowat. Today, President Obama is scheduled to be in New Orleans for the first time since taking office. Eileen Fleming reports from member station WWNO.
The president is visiting a school in the Lower Ninth Ward, an area nearly wiped out by Hurricane Katrina 4 years ago. He'll then head to the University of New Orleans for a town hall forum, which the White House says will be his first opportunity to hear directly from residents. While most officials are pleased with the president's visit, some are saying it's not nearly long enough to judge the region's recovery. Two Republican critics slam the president for not also touring the battered wetlands along the coast. In Mississippi, one official said he was greatly disappointed President Obama was skipping the state entirely. The White House says top-level officials traveling with him will get a more in-depth look at what still needs to be done. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
Work to create a final health care bill for the Senate to consider will continue today. Majority Leader Harry Reid wants a bill on the Senate floor by the final week of this month. He says trying to combine multiple proposals into one bill is a balancing act, and he adds that he wishes the Senate could pass a perfect bill, but says that in a Democratic system that's not possible, so the Senate must come up with a realistic compromise.
Neither I nor any other senator has the luxury of passing a perfect bill. I wish we could. It conforms exactly to his or her beliefs. But we must act, and we will act, to pass a bill that makes a positive difference in the lives of the American people.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell continued his campaign to go slow yesterday, saying Republicans won't allow a health care overhaul bill to be rushed through. A new report shows the number of homeowners falling into foreclosure rose in the third quarter. NPR's Jack Spear has this report.
If the housing market is embarking on a major turnaround, you'd never know it from the latest foreclosure numbers. California-based RealtyTrack, which monitors foreclosure figures nationwide, says there were nearly 938,000 foreclosure filings for the 3 months ending in September. That means properties that were in some stage of foreclosure, either default notices, scheduled auctions, or bank repossessions. One in every 136 U.S. housing units was in some stage of foreclosure. Nevada continued to have the nation's highest foreclosure rate, roughly six times the national average, followed by Arizona and California. RealtyTrack reports foreclosure filings in the third quarter were up 5% from the prior quarter and nearly 23% from the same period a year ago. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. The Federal Aviation Administration is proposing multi-million dollar fines against U.S. Airways and United Airlines for maintenance violations. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
The FAA says U.S. Airways flew eight planes without inspecting them for cracks on landing gear and for other maintenance violations. The planes flew more than 1,600 flights between last October and this January. The proposed U.S. Airways fine is $5.4 million. That's the third largest fine in history. The proposed United Airlines fine is $3.8 million. United was cited for using towels instead of caps to cover openings on an oil pump inside a 737 engine. The towels were discovered in April of last year when low oil pressure forced pilots to shut down the engine after takeoff and return to the Denver airport. The towels had apparently been there for 4 months. Both airlines issued statements saying they've addressed the problems and are working with the FAA. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
President Obama is pushing for 50 million seniors to receive payments of $250 to compensate for the fact that there will likely be no cost of living increase in Social Security benefits next year. The Social Security Administration is expected to make that official in an announcement today. Increases are tied to inflation, but prices are believed to have gone down this year and not up. Benefits can't be reduced. It's unclear where the additional payments the president wants would come from. The White House says they would cost $13 billion. Opponents say there should be no extra payments because the Social Security formula does not provide for them. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.